Hello, Symphony Church. Today marks the start of our reading through the book of Revelation together. How exciting. Now, we usually jump right into the passage in our devotions, but to start off our journey through Revelation, it might be helpful for us to prepare ourselves with some additional context. So let's start with what we know. The book of Revelation is actually a letter from an author who identifies himself as John. Now, although early church tradition considers this John to be John, the beloved disciple, who wrote the gospel according to John, and also 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, there's been contention as to whether this actually is that John. An alternate title for the author of Revelation, then, is John of Patmos, which identifies John simply with the location he places himself at the introduction of his letter. John of Patmos writes this letter primarily to seven major churches that were spread throughout Asia, located in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Now, why does this matter to us? It's important to understand that Revelation is first and foremost a letter, just as the Apostle Paul's letters to the Ephesians, the Philippians, the Corinthians, for example, require some parsing and consideration toward their unique contexts and circumstances, so does the content in Revelation. Although we do believe that the truth in this book is just as relevant to you and me as it was for the seven churches, it'll do us well and make things a little less confusing for us if we keep in mind this letter's initial recipients. Lastly, just a note on the imagery of the book of Revelation. Many times, confusion arises when people read Revelation without any context. They come across dragons and lions and things with many heads, a sword coming out of Jesus' mouth, and they're just lost. It's important to understand that John of Patmos writes this letter to record the apocalyptic visions that he received from the Lord. These were images sent to him by God to symbolize the significant events surrounding the end times. So when we come across much of this fantastic imagery and these awe-inspiring descriptions, ask yourself, what is God showing us through this? And of course, our staff will do our best to interpret these things as well. Okay, with that, Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos, on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, saying, write what you see in a book, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are and those that are to take place after this. As for the mystery of the 7 stars that you saw in my right hand, and the 7 golden lampstands, the 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the 7 lampstands are the 7 churches. Amen." So John opens his letter to the 7 churches in Asia with this really important dedication. And actually, I think it gives us a really good summary of the book of Revelation overall. Starting from the latter half of verse 5. "To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Revelation is a book that gives perhaps one of the most powerful insights into God's glory and dominion. It instills a sense of awe and wonder in us as we consider the holiness and majesty of the Lord. But in that insight of awe and wonder is a plan. It's a plan that says that Jesus is coming, that he'll come with the clouds, and everyone will behold him at last. And that is a message of great, great hope. That Jesus, who was the first and the last, who lives even after having died for our sins, who rose from the dead and is alive forevermore, will return with the keys of death to set us free once and for all. This was the core of the message that the Lord gave to John to give to the 7 churches, to wait upon Jesus and his return, to remain hopeful in his return, because that'll be when death will ultimately be done away with. And that'll be when we'll be with him in full. And just as John found himself beholding Jesus in his vision, and just as the 7 churches are told that they will soon behold Jesus, you and I will also be among that great assembly who will witness Jesus's triumphant return. The message of Revelation to hope in Jesus's coming is a message for you and me, just as much as it is for the 7 churches in Asia, that soon and very soon we will behold Jesus in all his glory and splendor. John tries to paint a picture for us of just how marvelous that would look like, and even that vision, which was given directly by God, it only serves to give us a faint idea of what that day holds for us, of just how beautiful Jesus will be when we finally get to see him face to face. And so, as we continue to journey through the book of Revelation, as we reflect on this passage today and receive its message, let us be filled with hope that Jesus is coming and that soon we'll be able to see him face to face. And that is good news for you and me. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you continue to open our eyes as we journey through the book of Revelation. Lord, today may we be blessed with this reminder that you will come soon, that we will behold you soon, that there is hope in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, coming so that we can see him, so that all will be able to see him. Lord, would you frame our world? Would you frame our day? Would you frame every thought with that truth? Help us to know you. Help us to glory in you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.